Now, you've all heard the name David Mead. David Mead, let me say that to you again. The world, according to David Mead, is going to end on the 15th of October. He had said it was going to end last Saturday, but he was wrong on that. He's now moved the date to the 15th of October. David Mead, we all know him, don't we? Or do we? He's on the line. David, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, David. A lot of people are confusing you, David Mead, mentalist, with David Mead, American Egypt.
Oh, don't worry, Frank. I can assure you, he is reassuringly mental, but not a mentalist. I mean, this has started about 7 months ago. We started to get a couple of tweets and messages from people all over the world talking about this end of the world theory. And I suppose my name is spelt with two E's. That's a bit unusual. And this dearest name is the same way. But it's in the last couple of weeks, it has really ramped up. And the last 3 days has been extraordinary. Our website has crashed 3 times with people saying, you know, should we sell up everything? Should we go and live in a caravan now? Because clearly the apocalypse is coming. But what we've realized in the last day or two is that the apocalypse is surprisingly flexible, given that it didn't end at the weekend. He just moved it a few weeks.
Now, I may be being unfair to people who do believe in the codes within the book of Revelation, and it seems as if this particular American, David Mead, has a very huge following in the States, and people are with him. How much of a disadvantage has it been to you that you have actually been linked to him or confused with him?
Well, the last few days it moved from being funny to being on the verge of being pretty worrying. I have 5 employees. We work out of our office in Belfast. 60% of my work is in the United States. And first of all, our website keeps crashing. News agencies, Fox News, Huffington Post, the Metro in London, newspapers all across the world have been using my picture, linking directly to my site and saying mentalist David Mead predicts this. And actually, if you think about it, in the big scheme of things, it's easy to get that stuff taken down, but it's not easy to get the commentary of it taken down. So for instance, there are thousands of tweets coming in a day that are linking me directly to it, and the retweets, etc. So for instance, the Fox News anchor that tweeted about me, once my lawyers got in touch, he took it down. But there are tens of thousands of retweets and comments out there. And the astonishing and brilliant thing, but also challenging thing about social media is that these stories just become a snowball. They build a life of their own. Now, I would hope that right-thinking people would know that someone like me isn't connected to this chap. However, you never know what the online footprint of this story will be 3, 5, 10 years down the line. And the risk is that a client of mine might be searching in Las Vegas or Ohio to get me to come to perform or speak at a conference, and they might realize, whoa, this guy predicted the end of the world. Do you know what? I think I'll just get a balloon modeler and a face painter.
Yeah, and you are big business, in fairness, David, with the TV programs. And of course, you do address agencies and groups and workplaces and these team building exercises and all of that you do. It's fabulously entertaining, and it's also pretty profound at times. So to be confused with this guy who's a self-proclaimed researcher, he is of the Catholic faith. He hit the absolute global headlines last week as people in America in particular, but he was all around the world. People were talking about him, that the world might have been ending last Saturday. He now believes it's ending on the 15th of October. He's basing it on the Bible and on some numeric code within the Bible and some of the statements within the Bible. What happens if on the 15th of October he's right?
Well, if he is right, then I'd like to reassure everyone out there who's bought tickets to my brand new tour, I'll issue refunds after the apocalypse if they're not able to attend, as long as they keep their receipt.
David, you're keeping a smile on it, but at the end of the day, you have actually contemplated speaking to a lawyer on it.
Oh, absolutely. My lawyer has been on this for a few weeks now, yeah, and it's been really incredibly active because there are news agencies around the world right now today who still have my picture, my word, my face, my website and everything linked to this story, and it's not coming down in some cases. In some cases that may be because there are language barriers, for instance. It's the only way to do it, unfortunately. You have to take these things seriously, especially now in the last few days where we're in the realm of death threats now. I don't think any of them are remotely serious. you know, I'm certain that it's some 14-year-old in a caravan in Cincinnati who's got very little else to do. But it's when the volume of them starts to come in that you start to think, gosh, you know, all it takes is one person out there to misunderstand my connection with this story and perhaps take David Mead's, American David Mead's theories, you know, very passionately, and it can lead to a catastrophic confusion. So it's really important that we, my legal team and the team that run my business, that we all keep on top of this. And, you know, it's the good people of Northern Ireland, actually, that are helping. There's tens of thousands of people on social media that are correcting people whenever they link to me directly. And there's also quite a lot of people from Northern Ireland who are just tweeting, "Your ma," anytime anybody says that I'm linked to it. So God bless Northern Ireland.
True. And David, it's a reminder, isn't it, of the trolls that are out there on social media, even on the smaller scale. People can be incredibly cruel and irresponsible. They think they can do what they like because they're hiding behind anonymity on Facebook or Twitter.
Exactly. And it did make me realise a number of times, Frank, that if I was remotely vulnerable, if I had a mental health issue, if I was in any way marginalised in community and in the community and got it somehow caught up in something like this, it would be really difficult not to feel a sense of irreversible damage from it. So I'm really, really conscious of that now, and it's made me think about, is there something that I can do to assist other people in this way in the future? So certainly it's a really big debate. You start to realise how antisocial these social networks are.
And in the meantime, you're keeping busy and entertaining and, I suppose, bamboozling us all when you're up there on that stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm never knowingly not invoicing. So I'm in Wearmouth, Killarney today. I'm in Belfast tomorrow, Vegas the next day, Chicago Sunday, Boston next Wednesday, then back to Vegas on a Friday. And then I come back to start plugging my own new tour, which kicks off here in Northern Ireland in January.
David, continued success, fella. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
That is the mentalist from Northern Ireland, David Mead, as opposed to the, well, I don't want to use any derogatory term, but opposed to the American David Mead, the self-proclaimed researcher who believes the world will be ending on the 15th of October, as they would say, probably in Dave Allen circles. May his God go with him. Right, good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Do you have any belief whatsoever in these revelations, in the suggestion that everything's coming together for the world to end? Is there any evidence that the world is about to end? Are the ducks being set in such a way that they may, in the very near future, be in a row? May not be on the 15th of October, but what's your opinion? Might there be something in that American David Mead who's been confused with her own David Mead? This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. We were talking to David Mead earlier about David Mead, the American. There was a mix-up in the names. You would have heard the story earlier. David Mead, the mentalist, did not say anything about the world ending. David Mead, the American sort of evangelist, sort of, you know, guy who's hugely into the Bible, all that sort of stuff, and he believes the world is ending. It was supposed to end last Saturday. He just didn't get it right, but he now, it's Wednesday week, I think, the world ends. And, you know, obviously the David Mead, the mentalist from Northern Ireland, was taking a lot of stick on social media worldwide for being basically an idiot. So he was, you know, he's going to take legal action against those American networks who were suggesting that it was him saying it when it was some other fool. Not that our David Mead would ever be a fool, but you know what I mean. Like, anyone going around saying the world's going to end on a particular date is a nutball. Let me speak to Kelly, who's on this line. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, you have a worry about the world ending?
It is a major worry with myself. It has been now for about 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
It started with myself whenever I went to see a fortune teller. And in the course of the evening, the fortune teller came out with a statement that the world was going to end in the year 2000.
Did you get your money back?
Pardon, I did not. I did not, I'm afraid not. From then on, my mind, it was just like a little sponge, and it soaked the whole information in. And from then on, my life has been a misery.
Kelly, this is really horrible to hear, you know, because I'm being a bit flippant about it, because I clearly believe that people who predict the end of the world are simply looking for attention. They are full of mad dogs baloney. You listened to one of them and it had a negative effect on your mental health.
It really did, yes. Through time, it just escalated and escalated. And I live my life in a little cocoon. My family have me wrapped in bubble wrap, and I cannot watch the television. I do listen to U105 all day long, but if I hear anything at all mentioned about the end of the world, any sort of religion, the radio goes off. I can't answer my front door. It's a total nightmare. I ended up in about 2003 in the old Prettysburn Hospital, Knockbracken. I was there for 5 months.
Well, today, if you don't mind me saying.
This all came from believing that the world was going to end.
Well, today, if you don't mind me saying this, you sound very courageous, because instead of switching off the radio, you're talking about it, which I think is the right thing to do.
I really even can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe it, because, you know, to confront this gentleman, I spent my entire life avoiding gentlemen like himself, people, ladies, anybody that are of this mindset. I spend my whole life avoiding them.
Well, Kelly, listen to me. Know. Let's beat this guy together. You know, you've had the courage today to speak to me on the radio. The man is talking nonsense. No one knows when the world is going to end. The other point from your fortune teller way back in the year 1999, she or he knew nothing. That charlatan was simply taking money off you and giving you mad dog's baloney so as you would go away thinking something has been predicted. It had a negative effect on you. It's another darn good reason why people shouldn't go to fortune tellers. I say this to people all the time. They are simply taking your money off you. They know nothing about the future. They know no more about the future than I know about the future. No one knows when the world is going to end. And Kelly, I would love if you weren't wrapped in bubble wrap, as you say. I would love if you were keeping the radio on regardless of what we're talking about. And I'd love if you're out and about enjoying beautiful autumn days like today, all because of a belief that the world might end. The world's never going to end, Kelly. The world will be here forever. Trust me, Kelly. Trust me.
Bless you for saying that. Thank you. Bless you for saying that.
Well, thank you for coming on the radio.
Just taking such a great hold of my mind. You know, it's just, the mind's a powerful thing. And it's so very, very hard to get something out of your mind when it's ingrained in there. And, you know, it's been ingrained in there for so many years. I do take my tablets. It's a case of take the tablets and live on. But it's hard. It is hard. I mean, it's no easier now than what it was 20-odd years ago.
Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you lifting the phone and speaking to us on the radio this morning. And if you are the fortune teller who told a woman back in the late 1990s that the world was going to end in the year 2000, you should be ashamed of yourself, because that's what fortune tellers do to people who may have a vulnerability, who may have a challenge in their life. That's what you do. Taking money off people, making up bunkum and feeding it into a vulnerable mind. Have a long, hard look at yourselves, you fortune-telling idiots. Right, 26 minutes to 12 is the time. Good morning. 90-333-105. Really appreciate that call, Kelly. Thank you indeed. And good health is what I wish you. Good health. Brian is on this line. Good morning, Brian.
Hello, Frank.
Yes, Brian.
Just in response to Kelly's phone call, I was just listening, and I have a few opinions on the subject. So I'm a Bible researcher and Bible scholar, or well, maybe that would be stretching it, but I'm a Bible student, and what I would like to say probably to your listeners and to anyone It was watching everything on, there was a whole lot of stuff on YouTube, and oh, it's just out there. So on the end of the world last Saturday, well, we're still here, so it didn't happen.
That's true.
I do believe that the woman who, or the fortune teller who spoke to Kelly, basically pronounced a curse over her and filled her mind with a lot of fears and worries and has traumatized her. And I believe she can go away and just research for herself what Jesus actually says in various places in the Bible. The chapters are Matthew 24 and Luke chapter 21. And he says expressly, clearly, that no man knows the hour of the end of the world, that of his second coming. So Jesus came the first time. There was false Christs then, and Jesus is coming the second time. Now, that is a time when this world and the reign of man will come to an end. But for those for where this world will continue, it is basically wrapped up in the gospel of Christ that he preached. And he says the kingdom of heaven is coming, and he came as king to rule and reign. And he has been ruling and reigning in this world through his church and through his people. But he's coming again to rule and reign with heaven on earth. And that's what I believe. But he does say no man, not even himself when he was on the earth, knows the hour. So no one can predict it. And that's what I believe.
Okay. And you're well entitled, Brian. Obviously, you're well entitled to believe that. But we're going to try and deal in facts here, okay? The world is not ending. There's no evidence to suggest the world is ending. And there's no evidence to suggest that the world will ever end. And that's what we've got to get into the minds of vulnerable people like Kelly, who have been tortured for 26 years because someone told her gobbledygook. Now, if what you're saying, and I'm not going to suggest for one moment that what you're saying is similar to what the fortune teller said, you believe what you're saying, you have found it in the Bible, and you attach yourself to that, and you're well, absolutely entitled to. However, the simple fact is the world is here, the world exists, and the world has always existed and will continue to exist. And that's what we need to tell people like Kelly. Not that there's someone coming on a white charger who's going to change it all and we should be looking over our shoulder every single day.
Well, I think whether we come to the conclusion of whether the world is ending or there's signs out there, and I do believe that there's plenty of prophetic warnings in the Bible to make it clear that there is an event coming, an extinction level event coming, and the best way to prepare for it is to really research the Bible and find your faith in Jesus Christ. And whether the world ends or not, it's a good thing.
Well, you know, I'm not going to for a moment suggest it wouldn't be a good thing to follow the steps of Jesus Christ, but it's not a good thing to be telling people that the world might be going to end.
Well, then we would be in contradiction to Jesus himself and many of the prophets that have spoken, Joel and Isaiah and St. Peter and Paul, and we would really be contradicting these people that we read about and read of and read their writings.
Okay, absolutely. You would be contradicting them, but does it help or hinder the state of mind reading the Bible, believing what the Bible says, or indeed believing what a fortune teller says? Your opinions on it are very welcome. And Brian, yours is highly respected by millions of people, and I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Thomas is a point. Good morning, Thomas.
Hello, how are you doing, Frank?
Thomas, I am good. The end of the world, you have an opinion on it?
Well, Frank, to be honest with you, right now, I'll be straight down the line. There's too many David Icke's about, you know, people are believing in stuff that just, it's not possible. Like, you know, nobody can predict or say when the world's going to end or if it's going to end. You know, you had the dinosaurs and all, right? They were wiped off the face of the planet, right? All of a sudden, bang, all the dinosaurs went. Some people say it was a meteorite and stuff like that. But, you know, see, to be honest, Frank, see, like, the old fortune-telling stuff. You know, people go in there and close your eyes and all, and go into their deep dream and stuff like that, you know? You still there?
Oh, I am here. Listen, Thomas, I'm holding back my anger when it comes to fortune tellers.
Right, you can shout at me in a minute, right?
No, I'm not going to. I'm agreeing with you so far. Number one, there are too many David Icke's. Absolutely. Number two, people can make up their own minds. Absolutely. Number three, you're talking about fortune tellers, and
yes.
if I could wave a wand and ban an industry, that would be one of the ones I would ban. But go ahead.
You know, but you get the old cliche, you know, you go and see a fortune teller, right? He or she'll say to you, oh, now, close your eyes, go into a trance, and all the rest of it. And meanwhile, her handbag's sitting under the table, and he's going through the handbag while she's sitting with her eyes closed, looking through all her private documents and everything else, and then turns around and says, oh, I believe this and that and the other. It's a total con.
Is that how they do it? Do you think that's how they do it?
I seen it in a film one time. I don't know. I think it was The Wizard of Oz or some one of these movies anyway, where the girl goes into the fortune teller and she's sitting there and close her eyes and all night, you know, when there's trance and all the rest of it. And then the next thing, he's going through her handbag, looking at all her personal details and telling her, oh, you have three sons and you have two daughters. Oh, how did you know that? And, you know, all that carry on, it's a real fallacy, like, isn't it?
All right, maybe that is how it's done. One thing for sure it is, it's baloney, and it affected that lady 26 years ago, or whatever time it was, way back in the 1990s. It affected her to the point that she's mentally ill now, taking tablets, as she says herself, so concerned about the end of the world because some idiot, and there's no other word for it, showbiz personality, some clown who has the ability to take maybe 20 or 30 pounds off you to talk bunkum to you, actually got into her head. Oh, they make me so angry. You know, the only thing that makes me more angry is the idiots that go to them, that go to see fortune tellers and waste their hard-earned cash on them. By the way, if you've ever been to a fortune teller, do let us know. And more importantly, if you are a fortune teller, please give me a ring.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
Good morning, Maria.
Hi, Frank, how are you?
I'm very well, Maria. You're some form of fortune-telling medium. What are you?
No, we don't fortune tell. We go by strict rules and legislation when we're taught how to do readings for people, and it is only for the comfort of people that we do it.
So what do you do? Tell me what you do.
If someone wants to come for a reading, we'll use angel cards, and sometimes we won't. In fact, there's a show in Larne in McNeil Theatre, and you know, they're staged. You've heard of that, where a medium will go out, like Derek Acora, Michael Henry, you know, Sally Morgan, all those, and they will give out messages from loved ones.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. I've had Derek Acora on here. I've challenged him to an inch of his life. But sure, he doesn't care because he comes on and he makes a fortune and he gets more bums on seats. And
there are a lot of people who do it for free as well. You know, there is a lot. You know, it's to do with giving people comfort that their loved ones have passed over and they're not, you know, we're all eternal souls. And it's more to do with that.
How would you know, Maria, even if you were doing it for free, and I wouldn't be aware of very many doing it for free, why would you bother doing it for free? But how would you know if my granny was happy or not?
Because if you were coming for a sitting with me, we would tune into your energy and you would ask, but I've asked for your granny to come, you know, and to talk to you and to link with you. And we would, if they're there, they'll come through. Sometimes it's not your granny. Sometimes it'll be someone else who's passed over, who's connected to you. And they'll give us messages and just say, yes, you know, I'm happy. And because, you know, do you believe in God? Do you believe that when we all pass over that you go to heaven and you go back to God where you came from?
Personally, I do believe that. But yes. I don't believe that you or Derek or anyone else has the ability to contact my granny or any of the other relatives who have passed away in my lifetime.
But it's only when you come and you connect and you ask that that person may or may not come.
But are sometimes, are you not yeah. running the risk of milking people's emotions? We had a lady on earlier who was absolutely distraught as a result of a visit to a fortune teller. I know you're different from a fortune teller, but you're playing with their emotional state.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that people, if it's their choice to come and they want that, but like anything in life, like if you use the internet can be used for good or bad. People, you know what I mean, TV, there's good things on TV, there's bad things on TV. I can't comment on anyone else on what they do and why they do it. But I know that if I'm doing it and someone asks me and they come, I will help them. And it's all to do with help. You know, I know people who are mediums who are social workers, who are counsellors. So they're only doing it for the good of other people. And we don't ask for this ability. We don't ask for it. It's there. It's happened. You see things when you're growing up. You wonder why these strange things happen. And then, you know, you develop it and you realise that it's for the service and to help other people.
Okay. Okay, Maria, I'm going to have to leave it there because we are out of time.